This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in St. Louis, Missouri at PHP Tech 2016, and my special guest is none other than core developer himself, Mr. Adam Harvey. Say hi to everybody, Adam.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Cal.
Say hi to my mom out there, you know, because I think she might be the only one watching me at this point.
Oh, there's a fair chance my mom is watching, too.
Now, we were talking, doing the show prep, what little show prep we do on this. We were talking about the fact that you've been a core dev long enough so that you remember pre-RFC PHP.
I do.
The Wild West days, the scratch-your-own-itch. I think the statement you made to me was, I remember how GoTo got in there.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit. Contrast those days versus the process we have now. Is it better? Is it worse? Do you really care? What?
I think in general it's been better. I mean, obviously, yeah. So the old days, you had an idea. If you had karma, you committed it. And there's so many things now in hindsight I regret not getting into the language while I had the chance. And if people didn't like it, they reverted it. But I mean, that tended, I think, to make things very cliquey. It was hard to get feature ideas kind of through the feature request process because there wasn't really one and into actual features in the language. So I think it was about 5 years ago the RFC process came in. And now basically anyone can write an RFC. It helps if it has a patch, but it doesn't have to. And now there's a much more formal voting process for people to get their favorite features into PHP, which I think has been it's both accelerated PHP's development, and mm-hmm. I think it's been a good thing in general for working through controversial features to get them to consensus.
Yes. Well, and right there in the middle of that swap over, I tell a lot. I do a lot of talking about the history of PHP. The core kind of lost focus there for a little while. We lost a couple of very high-profile developers, but after the RFC process kind of solidified, it seemed like the core got their crap together, and now we're seeing a regular cadence of releases and good stuff coming down the pipe.
Yeah, I also think the other thing that happened there was we did lose some people. Mm-hmm. Some people, you know, it had been many years. Some people got bored. Some people moved on. Facebook hired a few people.
Mm-hmm.
but also what happened was the RFC process meant that new people could get involved more easily. You know, I think there were probably people 5 to 10 years ago that we probably lost because they didn't have karma, mm-hmm. they didn't know where to send their patch, and any ideas they had just didn't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. Whereas once the RFC process came in, we saw a whole, I guess, almost new wave of newer people coming in and working on really key, like, deep language features.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people like Nikita Popov, Andrea Falds. You know,
Nikita Popov is a bot, okay?
As far as I'm aware.
Yeah. An AI that just cranks out code.
I've seen no evidence to the contrary.
The man's a machine. Well, now, this does not mean that everything's coming up roses.
Certainly not.
Internals is still, the mailing list is still watching the sausage being made, and I don't recommend it for people. And we've had some very ugly situations, even with as late as 7.0.
Yeah, I mean, I think in general the level of discourse has gotten a little bit better. I mean, I first subscribed to internals in about 2002.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And you know, there were a lot of things said there that nowadays would lead to restraining orders, I think. Yep. But there's certainly still very robust discussions. I mean, on internals, on Twitter, on IRC, on, I believe, Stack Overflow chat, on, you know, a whole variety of media.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, people don't always agree. I mean, in 7.0, we obviously got scalar type declarations, which mm-hmm. there was a lot of disagreement about whether they should be weak or strong, whether that should be optional, how that should be switched, and so on. And that, it can still get fired up. People have passionate opinions.
The funny thing about that particular discussion is, in 2009, at Tech, but we were back in Chicago, there was a core meeting. Microsoft hosted it one day at Microsoft offices in Chicago, and PHP Tech hosted it one day at the conference. And I remember, I got to sit in on that second day, and I remember that discussion happening back then. They were still going on and on about, you know, should they be strong or should they be weak? And, you know, there's the camp that believes that if you specify a scalar type hint and you don't pass it in, that PHP is a very forgiving language and should just say, oh, well, what you meant was this. And that camp's wrong, okay? It should be an act of God. If you do this and it's wrong, boom, you know? No, I'm kidding.
This is an awkward moment to mention I'm on Team Weak.
But I remember this very discussion happening. And to me, it's just so funny that it took all this time, but we now finally have it. And I think it's a reasonable compromise, what we've reached.
I do, too. I think everybody was slightly unhappy, which probably means that it was the absolute best compromise that we could come up with.
Nobody came out ecstatic, so everybody got something, but nobody got everything.
It's kind of a more modern version of the whole namespace discussion back in the day. I remember running a PHP 5.0 pre-alpha, which had namespaces, and we were working on an R&D project at my company at the time. We were very happy because we got to use namespaces, and then they got backed out of language and we didn't get them for another 6 years.
Yep.
And same kind of thing, you know, there were a lot of debates about how that should work and what that should look like. And I think the one good thing about the RFC process was I think it made it a little bit more collaborative. It was, you know, it wasn't just buried in a 1,000 post mailing list thread that you had to access through NNTP it was back then. You know, nowadays it was kind of all in a wiki and you could see what the different sides were. And
This is one of the few examples of, in my mind, of a wiki actually working, because
wikis,
for me, are where good ideas go to die. But the RFC wiki and the whole PHP wiki is very well run and it's maintained, and you're right, I can go out there. I wrote a class on what's coming up in PHP 7, and I was able to go out and see all the RFCs, go into each RFC, get concrete examples, get everything I needed to build the class and to build the examples that I use.
It's also made writing migration guides and updating documentation for new features much easier, because a lot of the time you have the actual author of the feature giving you basically the skeleton of the documentation that you need to write, which
Very
is a huge
cool.
improvement.
I want to talk to you about migration guides, but before that, let me say that our sponsor for this episode is Nomad PHP. Nomad PHP is a virtual PHP user group. If you do not have a local PHP user group, we would love to have you join us at Nomad PHP. You can get more information at nomadphp.com. We have 2 meetings every month. We would love to see you at our next meeting. Start your habit of continuous learning today. Join Nomad PHP. Now, you said something very interesting. You said the magic word, migration guides. You write the migration guides.
There's a cast of thousands.
Well, yeah, okay, but you're involved in that process then. Let me say that. What's been the most difficult one that you've had to write?
One of the real challenges of the migration guide in particular, when you're documenting features, you can write paragraphs and paragraphs in the reference documentation and people may or may not ever read it. But the migration guides people read and you have to be punchy, like each subheading really can only be a paragraph or so. And there are features that are really hard to condense down to paragraphs. I remember really struggling with when we got generated delegation, so yield from. That was really hard to actually condense down to a down to a paragraph, because you wanted to just dive into the details and show lengthy examples. And in reality, you know, I was trying to keep it to like a paragraph and about 5 lines of code. And yeah, I don't think I succeeded. Somebody should check.
I admire your restraint. When I was writing the PHP 7 class for Zend, that got like 10 slides, you know, and code examples and all that, because I was excited about it.
Yeah.
I mean, this was a cool dang feature.
Yeah.
I know we're not supposed to dive heavily into 7.1, but can you tell me at least one thing that you're excited about that you see coming down the pipe in 7.1?
I think the thing that's currently in flight that is not yet in 7.1, so I'm going to look like a real dick
if it doesn't land.
The one I'm personally really excited about is union types.
Okay.
A lot of people are excited about nullable types, and I'm excited about nullable types too, because as much as we all know null is evil, it's in practice still there.
I'm a database guy. Null is not evil. Null is good. So.
null is well defined, except it's not. Anyway.
Yeah.
But union types to me seem like something that we really need, because it's basically, they're going to be the abstraction that then nullable types on a conceptual level are built upon. So I'm hoping that we get both in 7.1, because it'll honestly, from a documentation perspective, make it a lot easier to explain going on with nullable types.
Very cool.
And it's something I've wanted for a long time.
Yeah. Now, you're here at Tech talking about DBG?
Yep, PHP debug.
That's it, PHP debug, yeah.
Which was a crazy project that Joe Watkins and Felipe Pena started a few years back, and it's gotten merged into PHP. And so I'm definitely looking forward to talking about that. It's a command line debugger, kind of like GDB, but for PHP and a bit friendlier. It's super cool, and I don't feel like people are really using it yet. So, yeah, it's kind of... I think it's in that sweet spot where you've got Xdebug, but Xdebug is hard to get going, and you know, can be hard to get going.
Yeah.
It's got some quirks. And PHP debug kind of gives you, for simple scripts and command line scripts, gives you a much simpler way into basically running an interactive debugger and fixing your code.
And see, I am firmly in the CLI camp. I mean, 90% of all the PHP code that I write is run from the command line. I don't write many web pages. And yet... I have yet to use it, other than I tested it one time. You know, I said, just "Hey, this is cool. Okay, this is nice." I'm still a var dump and die guy, and you know, I need to break that habit. It's a pain to reteach yourself stuff.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm really looking forward to talking about it. It's something that I've personally found pretty useful.
Well, we'll throw a link in the show notes to PHP debug and all these other things that we've talked about so that people can do some more research into it.
Certainly.
Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us here today. Same two questions before I let you go that I ask everybody.
All right.
What's your local user group? What's the URL?
Local user group is Vancouver PHP. It has just restarted. The organizers are calling it the Gritty Reboot. We've had three meetings this year. They've gone very well. The URL is, I believe, meetup.com/Vancouver-PHP, but just Google Vancouver PHP and it will be the first.
Well, we'll throw a link in the show notes to it.
Awesome.
I want to thank you for being here with us today. Thank you for sharing your time out of the conference. But since you're a core contributor, I have to say a special thank you because basically I built my career in the past 15 years off of PHP and off of the work of people like you and Liz Smith and so many more that there are too many to name. And so just for everything that I've been able to get out of PHP, thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.